I am Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we like spooky things.
Spooky things.
And we really like self-care.
Self-care
for yourself.
I was like, I was pointing at you. I was like are you're we doing like a pixie where it's like, stop.
No, you're killing me.
Where is my mind?
Okay, that was too perfect. What did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, honestly, I was like kind of sick. I feel like I've been sick for like
tummy two stuff? Weeks. Throwing up stuff?
Well, that was 2 weeks ago. And then I got like a cold. And then, I don't know.
He's not even stuffy. In care yet. What's going on?
I don't know. I think it's like the changing of seasons. Because it was like 80 degrees and then it snowed and like, I don't know. I feel like it's always like in the midst of changing seasons, I kind of get a little.
Okay. So, you know, like since like I've dated Keith every December, you know how I get sick and we're like, okay, I can't hang out with Kim for a little bit.
Yeah.
I avoided that this year. So I'm like,
good for you.
What is my comeuppance? Like what is going to happen?
When's the second shoe going to drop?
Yeah. When's the shoe going to drop?
I don't know. Well, hopefully so this week I actually got to hang out with my besties, Corey and Allie.
Yay.
And we haven't hung out since like February, so it was like, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
And it just felt good. Like every time we hang out, it's like, oh yeah, these are my best friends and I love you so much.
Well, that's why like you have to hang out with the right people. Because like after I hang out with you, I'm not exhausted. You know the people you hang out with
and you're like emotionally drained. Yeah.
Like that's why like when I hang out with you, I'm like, oh, okay. And then like Jordan and Niche, I'm like, ugh, but there's some people you hang out with that you're just like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I want to go to bed.
So it was nice. We got to like catch up and we did like a little brunch thing where we like at home brunch. So Corey made these
the least expensive
that
way
she
to do
was
it.
Telling us had like cereal in the batter.
What?
I don't know. She needs to give me the recipe because
yeah.
They were like, I'm not really a waffle person. I'm not really a pancake person.
I am in the right circumstances, but that's not often.
It's few and far between for
yeah,
me.
Same.
But like these were the best fucking waffles I've ever had. And I made a little breakfast casserole. Allie
brought
some
that recipe.
Yogurt and yeah. Some fruit. We had mimosas and we just like, I don't know, got to be best friends. And it was so nice.
That's awesome.
I love them so much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, things are good.
That's good. That's good.
You know when you just, like, see your friend? Like, we hang out and it's like, I can do life.
Yeah,
you know?
That's how it is.
I feel like women friendships, like, the sisterhood of, like, women is so, so important. And
oh,
like,
100%.
I just don't know how men, like, don't have, like, besties. Like,
to just, like, be able to, because I know I could text you at any point and be like, here's what's going on. You're
yeah.
Like, oh my God. And then like, I feel better about it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
How did men just not have like bitch sessions, but then also like laughing and giggling uncontrollably?
Oh, you know? 100%. You need that.
Like,
maybe they don't know the power of it.
Maybe.
Because they're like, that's weird. And it's like,
so hysterical.
It's weird you don't have
time.
It. Yeah. Like, calm down.
Which has a lot to do with the story I'm going to tell you this week.
Oh,
emotional men.
Foreshadowing.
What did you do?
I hung out with Scott and his new girlfriend, and I am a huge fan of her. She's great. And we were talking about.
Should we shout her out?
Yeah. Bailey.
Bailey.
Bailey. Yeah, I think I even said, like, we'll shout you on the next episode. Stop me.
Also, we need to shout out Stevens, old HR manager.
Oh my God, Jessica.
Jessica.
Okay.
We love you.
Girlfriend, we love that you like our stuff.
Actually listening to us.
Yeah. And you like put a nice comment and it like meant a lot to us.
Guys, episode was she talking about?
I'm trying to remember.
Because she was like, I think we were maybe talking about like someone's going to do something like cleaning wise or something. I don't know.
Yes.
Because it sounded like that was kind of the context. I don't remember. But
Jessica, we love you are. When you relate to us. We love it. Yeah, I'm trying to remember what episode it wasn't. Yeah, or wasn't cute. Yeah, I don't know what episode it was, but it was really nice. And yeah. I sent it to you. It was like, oh my God, love it.
Oh my God. We always get excited. Like, we're kind of nerds about it.
Yeah, we send it to each other, guys. And we're if like, you say something even slightly nice about Mavens, we screenshot it and send it to each other. Yeah. Like, OMG. And then, like, confetti emotion or emojis. Yeah. Emojis.
Alexa heard our shout out and texted me and was like, oh my God, thanks for the shout out. And I was like, she like.
You screenshot it and send it to me. And I was like, oh my God.
Like, consistently.
Yeah, know? That's why you get a bracelet. So think about that.
We should send her one. Okay, we'll do it.
Ask her what color she likes.
Sorry, I interrupted what
you No, not at all. It was nice seeing Scott, and I really like his girlfriend. You want to hear some crazy shit?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we were talking about...
I'd love to hear some crazy shit.
Yeah. So, we were talking about, like, Trout Lake, where, like, the cabin is. And Bailey was like, oh, my God, my roommate at one point was talking about Trout Lake, and I'm like... What's your roommate's name? I'm not going to say the name. Sure. But she like said the name and I'm like, that's my cousin. So
she was
roommates with my cousin and we sent a picture. I don't know what the follow-up was, but.
Isn't it weird how we're all like.
Connected in some way and you only have to talk to somebody for like a little bit to figure that out. You're
like, wait, I know that person. Like, it's so weird. Yeah.
Well, because that area is like small. So like last names I'll know. I was like, what's her last name? And she told me. I was like, okay, the cabin she's talking about is the one like I go to. Like, we're cousins.
That's so crazy.
Isn't that wild? Like, it was insane. And we're probably like first cousins once removed or second cousins. I don't know. But love her to death. She has a really cute son. But yeah, it was really cool. And we were talking and I was like, well, hopefully this makes you feel good about Scott. Cause
you're like, did we just
become best friends?
And she was like, immediately, yes.
Do you want to go to a girl rave?
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I am too. We're going to a girl rave.
It's only girls. So like,
we don't have to have deal with weird guys coming up and like trying to like dry hump us, which I'm so stoked about. Which,
like, that hasn't happened to me in a real long time.
It hasn't happened in a long time.
I think because they know. I have a don't fuck with me.
But vibe. I'm okay.
Because I'm like, try me, bitch. Like, I wish you would.
So I will punch you
in your fucking
jugular. I wish I did at that point. But you know, like how your friends would grab you and you'd dance on each other and that's sure, how you got sure. out of it. Because yeah. you were like 19, 20. Like,
oh my God.
You, me and my friends at the point. We're like enough that like if a guy came behind us, we don't care if he was hot or not because he's not hot. Let's be real. No hot guy. Hot guys, they know what they're doing. Yeah. And they'll be like, hi, would you like to dance?
Because
like,
part of the hotness is the gentleman attitude.
1,000,000%. That's all it is. So, yeah, I'm just stoked we can probably dress all like crazy and then like not have somebody.
Like so slutty.
Okay, let's plan it out.
But
because I want to too.
Out.
Well, I have titties, so let's do it.
Well, I have titties, so fuck yeah.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Okay, we'll take a slutty picture.
It's August. Get ready, everyone.
And it's not even slutty because we're just embracing our divine feminine, so fuck
yeah. And sorry we're cute.
Sorry we're not sorry, actually.
Sorry we're not sorry most of all. Okay, what are you going to tell me about this week?
I'm going to tell you about a fucked up story.
Tangents.
This is the Norwegian black metal murders.
You kind of, okay, we never did this, but you kind of gave me a taste. I'm like, I don't know what that is. So, but Norwegian, I'm in.
Yeah. This is fucked on a lot of levels. So we're getting into it and it's
fine.
Let's
get into it. Sometimes you got to tell fucked up tales.
You got to tell the fucked up ones.
Yeah.
Okay. So. We are in Oslo, Norway.
I want to go there someday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
To the motherland.
Motherland.
It's just like Freya just like yodeling behind you.
God of the underworld.
Hell yes. and cats. So in 1984, yeah, Freya has a carriage that is led by cats. Like, Norwegians know women. Cats.
I love that.
She's not only the goddess of war, but also love.
I thought she was the goddess of the underworld. Duality. But like, I'm, you know, I'm all for the cats.
Am I war today or am I love?
Who knows?
And who doesn't love a cuddly kitty?
Who's going to fuck with me today? Maybe I'm war. Maybe I'm love.
Fuck around and find out.
Maybe I'm both.
Exactly.
Fuck around and find out. Yes.
So it's 1984. 16-year-old guitarist Øystein.
Okay.
R. Seth. Born March 22nd.
Kind of a badass name.
Yeah. Like Norwegians.
Yeah. Love it.
He created a band called Mayhem, which basically is the entire reason that, like, Norwegian black metal exists. Like, they are, like, the catalyst.
Okay, I was about to say, and I mean this in the most respectful way, that's, like, a thing?
Yes. And okay. I'll tell you about this thing.
Okay, cool.
So, this type of music, described in an article from The Guardian, is, mm-hmm. It sounds evil. It sounds like ranting to demons. It sounds like you're laying waste to a snowy Scandinavian forest. So, like, it's dark as fuck. That's specific. It's dark as fuck. It's a little scary. There's a lot of, like, wailing. There's some, like, animalistic sounds.
Okay.
It's not super, like, I wouldn't listen to it. There's not, like,
but if it's your thing.
You know, it's, like, kind of, like, guitars is, like, and then just, like, like, screaming.
I don't mind screamo, but I got to be honest with you. It's not all here's I listen to. I can't do
about screamo is like, I need a little bit of like instrumental.
I need some artiste in it.
Yeah. Like, give me some Chiodos because that's got a little bit of like, ooh, there's a piano. There's a little cute little
May 4th.
Rift. And then like, and then you're like screaming.
Yeah.
At an appropriate time. This is just like, rah! Like mostly
I like scary. Screaming with substance with it. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And whatever. People
but you know hardcore. What? If people listen, that's great.
People love this.
Good for them.
So, this band of friends, Mayhem, they all have cute little nicknames. Do you want to know the nicknames?
If I don't hear the nicknames, I'm going to lose my shit.
Sorry, I'm trying to like make it girly pop. It's not girly pop.
Sorry, so, I made you pass me the rose.
Øystein, like I said, he was the guitarist.
Okay.
And he originally, his name was Destructor. Like, I'm thinking of, like, you know, in Portlandia with the goths and they just, like, say things. You're like, ah! Like,
yes.
That's... So I'm saying it like this. Destructor.
Yeah. Honestly, if he doesn't.
If he doesn't do that, then you're a poser.
Get the fuck out of my face as far as I'm concerned. Poser. Yeah. Bye, posers. Go home.
Poser also is like the biggest insult for these people. So just keep that in mind. We're going to say poser a lot.
You know what? I can honestly say, and I'm proud of this. I might put this shit on a resume.
You're not a poser.
I was never called a poser, ever. Not once in my life.
I don't think I've ever been called a poser either.
Okay. Write that shit on a resume. Hire me.
Non-poser. I'm not a poser. So he originally went by Destructor, but then later he was like, you know what though? Let's up it. Let's up this game.
Yeah.
He was like, Euronymous. And you're like, what does that mean? Well, I'll tell you. Okay. In Greek mythology.
I'll tell you.
Well, I will, because I researched the shit out of this.
Can I just ask a quick question? Yeah. So they used, because Nordic mythology is a huge thing.
And definitely part of
this. Especially in my house. Was Greek mythology like, because they're different. They are different.
No, sure. So he just... Let me tell you what the
version. Okay, because I'm just like, you said Greek mythology, and I'm like, well, there's so much Nordic mythology. That's why I was wondering.
Yeah, so he was like, Euronymous is actually the underworld spirit of rotting corpses.
Okay, that's specific as fuck. So like,
evil, dead, scary, dark.
Done. You did it.
He's like, what's the scariest thing I could think of? Euronymous.
Rotting corpses.
Exactly. So he's like, I'm cool and goth. Well, not really goth, whatever, metal. Then
we know what you mean. Don't even worry. You're not a poser, Danae.
Bjorn Stubberud. Stubberud.
Was there the J like Bjorn kind of?
No, it's just a Bjorn. It's no B. It's just a Bjorn.
I was just wondering.
Bjorn? maybe.
Because
it might be a soft J.
York. Bjork.
Bjork.
Jorn. I was just wondering if it was kind of like that thing with the two dots at the top.
There are two dots above the O.
Okay. Okay. So
Jorn Stubberud, he was the bassist. His cutesy little girly pop nickname.
Girly pop, yes.
Necro Butcher.
So he was cutting up dead bodies.
He loves it.
Okay. Do you like that I knew exactly where that was going?
We know origins of words.
Yeah. Necro Butcher. Then
Eric Christensen.
We had a friend. We're not like talking anymore, but they had a dog named Sven. Aww. And I call Aspen Sven. So it was very confusing Sven for those. Sven. Yeah. It was very, I just have to say, it was very confusing for those dogs that day because they would both come and I'm like, I was calling Sven, not Sven. Okay. It's listen, a V versus open a P. Your ears. I didn't say that.
Okay. So originally the lead singer was Sven Eric with a K, Christensen with a K.
The only correct way to spell
And he went Eric. By Maniac.
Okay. You know what? He's straight to the point, and you know, I respect that.
I like that he is like, you know what? I'm crazy.
He's like, I don't need to say Necro
He's
Butcher.
Like, don't even try me. I'm Maniac.
Yeah.
Maniac. Maniac on the floor. And then, I don't know how to say this. I'm gonna guess
Do your best.
Kjetil? So Kjetil? It's K-J-E-T-I-L.
Kjetil sounds right.
It sounds Norwegian as fuck.
Yeah.
His last name is Mannheim, but I don't know what his fun
Can I say
name
that Kjetil's my favorite? Kjetil I like that the best.
He was just being himself, I think. He was vibing with Kjetil and not... I he didn't that. Have a cute little nickname. Anyways.
Okay. I love the nicknames.
They're like, guys,
they tell
evil,
you...
dead, evil, dead. Like, they're like...
You don't have to wonder what they're about.
You have to wear all black.
Yeah. I like that. I'm not wondering, like, are they good or are they evil?
It's not on Wednesdays we wear black. It's literally every day we wear black.
I mean, story of my life.
Or you can't sit here.
As I'm not wearing black at all today, but, you know, there's a little. Guys, this isn't common. I wear black all the time.
Kim is definitely Norwegian black metal.
Yeah. I scream constantly.
I love animalistic sounds.
I
and the smell of blood.
Is it
rotting.
Me or is it coyotes? Who knows? I don't even know sometimes. Or is it mountain lions that make the women screaming sound?
Yes.
Is it me or is a mountain lion? Who's to say?
Who knows?
Only Jesus knows. It's
Only
between me and him.
Jesus. So by 1988, Mayhem had a new drummer.
Okay.
I had to put the original members in because I feel like.
I like the nicknames. You know, it really sets the stage.
No, I love the nicknames. It's kind
I'm
of my
all about
part.
It. Maniac?
So, new drummer is Jan Axel Blomberg, a.k.a. Hellhammer.
I'm sorry, he was made. Like,
Hellhammer.
Jan Axel, what's his last name?
Blomberg.
That's like, that's Norwegian a badass. That's kind of the most badass name. Like, let's
but
be real.
But Hellhammer, like...
You know what he's about.
He loves Odin. He loves hell. He loves a hammer.
And he loves
darkness.
Himself and darkness.
And evil. And evil.
I was like, I don't know.
Mostly evil.
Yeah.
And then they needed a super sick lead singer. So they put out ads. And eventually they got a snail mail letter. Are you ready for this? With a crucified dead mouse and a cassette tape.
Okay, if you ask me... Boom, right there.
Like, metal as fuck.
Did you know that they found Brandon Flowers, lead singer of The Killers, from Craigslist?
Did he send in a crucified dead mouse?
He could have. They don't talk
Missed
about
opportunity.
It.
No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
Okay, but that's like...
No, that's weird.
So he USPS'd a crucified mouse and a cassette tape?
Mm-hmm. To Mayhem's P.O. box.
Okay, I'm sorry, but you have to kind of be
he
that
was
metal.
Like
honestly, I'm not trying to be cute. This is what I'm
he
about.
He kind of nailed it.
Yeah.
Like, not...
the mouse, you mean. Hit that one in the head.
They were like...
Done.
Oh, they opened and they're like, oh, gross. And then
but
they were
like, yes.
Wait, this is, like, so hardcore.
It was like, yes, Queen Slay, but, like, in different, like black metal-y
yeah,
sounds.
More black metal-y.
Yeah.
So, this Swedish dude named Per Olin, and he went by... Dead.
Honestly, like Maniac.
You know what?
Straight
to the point. Like, we get it.
I don't have time to listen to all their names, but him, Dead, I get what he's about.
I got it. So he was the perfect fit. And they're like, we love you. You're fucking deranged. You're maybe mentally insane.
Okay, I have a quick question. Is Maniac the former lead singer?
Yeah.
So he could have been like Maniac dead. Because like, that's a little more Maniac than what Maniac was about.
Sure.
So, okay. Sorry, I needed to know.
So.
Go on.
Dead. Sadly, like, they kind of are right about him. He's like, he's not well. Like,
well, mentally. I don't send crucified mice. Who thinks of that? Things aren't going well for me if I'm sending. Danae, if I send you a crucified mouse, please come over and like, make sure I'm okay.
You're not good.
No.
So
clearly not.
He really, like, sadly, like, had some really severe mental health issues. He struggled a lot with depression and very much so with self-harm.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. So, a little bit about death. Literally devoted his life to death. He was bullied so much as a kid, like, according to his brother, that in one instance, he was beat up so badly that he was, like, clinically dead for a few minutes. Yeah.
And this, what age is he now?
He's, like, in his 20s at this point.
Okay, so this was, like, in his, like elementary, younger, middle school. Yeah. Okay.
And that experience kind of, like, it changed the trajectory of his life. So after that happened, had this immense fascination with death. And some people who knew him, they were like, he was a weird guy. Like, he was really, really introverted.
Head trauma will do some stuff to you.
Well, and literally dying.
Like, yeah.
I mean, you know, you hear those stories of, like, people that...
near-death experiences.
Yeah. So he kind of had that at a really young age. And so he was like...
That stays with you.
Yeah. Like, that's traumatic as fuck.
Yeah.
He was super melancholic. He was just strange. Oh. A lot of people were like, he was hard to, like, get close to.
Okay that I'm sad for him? Is that okay?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And some experts even think that he may have had a rare mental health condition called Cotard syndrome, which is also known as walking corpse syndrome, where the person believes that they are
dead?
Yeah. Or do not exist.
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
So I've heard about that before, and it's pretty...
He's dealing with some pretty heavy shit.
Stuff.
And...
That guys in their 20s are probably not equipped to fully handle.
Yeah. And he would hoard dead birds under his bed.
Oh.
He would bury clothes in the dirt. And then, like, before shows, he would dig them up after they were kind of, like, rotting. And he would, like, put the shreds on his body. And that's what he would wear to the shows.
Okay. So, in a odd way, distressing his clothing before a show.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can respect, but, like, that's... Baby girl, it
continues to get worse.
Oh, okay. Yikes.
The band would often have impaled pig heads or sheep heads on stage with them, along with a ton of, like, upside down crosses.
Okay, the upside down crosses, sure, but like are these actual animal pigs?
Yeah, like real animal heads.
You can't tell me any of that smelled
disgusting.
Good. That's so gross. That's awful.
Speaking of smell good, Dead would carry a dead crow in a bag. And he would inhale the smell of death before shows to, like, get him amped.
Why?
Mental health issues.
Well, you told me that. So stupid question.
But, like,
what the fuck?
I just want to set the precedence of, like, so he already has this very dark...
undercurrent of his life.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then he's put in a scene where people are now celebrating that. And encouraging it and, like, deeper, deeper, darker, darker, fucked up.
Okay, people celebrating it, sure, but, like...
But not in a way that's, like,
but encouraging it? Yikes.
So he kind of brought this energy to the band that people fucking loved. Because they were like, hardcore, we need to be, like, more evil and more whatever. And, like, sadly, it was depression and, like... It was truly something he was struggling with, but they were kind of like almost like exploiting it. And they were like, yes, that. Let's do more of that.
Can I just say something? This to me reminds me of Kanye West, who is very much struggling with mental health issues, and people are encouraging.
People are like, yeah, do it. And it's like, mm-hmm.
And at first I was like, haha, but like, I'm like, no,
it's kind of like,
we need to stop because he doesn't understand that he needs help. I truly think like, sorry, this is just like what it made me think of, like Kanye West needs help.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah.
And I actually like,
it could be really destructive if there's not,
yeah,
like someone who does step intervention in and gives him help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, that's just what it made me think of. I was like, Kanye West.
That's a great example, though, yeah, of like kind of
somebody needs an intervention. Way. Yes.
But they're just going to say giving more and more an intervention. Fucked up they're stuff. Like, yeah.
Yeah. More smell of that dead crow.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. So yikes. Mayhem was all about like opposing Christianity. They were like,
I mean,
counterculture. And their audience ate that up. Like, it's kind of like, it's just this movement of like,
the thing that I find that's a red flag. Yeah.
And then they go the complete extreme opposite, which is also like, not good.
Yeah. So, that's why I'm like, anti-Christianity. Okay. Whatever. Like, you do you.
But it's like the
complete when you take it, I guess, to so a like
far on the other end of the spectrum.
Yes.
So they're absolutely. Like, they love gore. They love the violence. They love like, they're all about like, we're evil. Like, it was just kind of like this weird,
what are you doing?
Environment of like we'll get there. Like, I'll tell you how it continues to escalate, but it's like this one-uppedness of like, who can do the most fucked up thing? And then we're all applauding it and being like, yeah, like that's so cool. When it's like, in fact, like really not good.
Actually, it's like not good. Like at all.
You guys are not yikes. Great. So Dad would often cut himself on stage. He would bleed all over the place.
Didn't the lead singer of Modest Mouse do stuff like that too?
Did he?
Yeah, no, the lead singer of Modest Mouse, they said, was like insane and would do stuff like that, like cut himself on stage.
Oh,
yeah. Float On did that, is what I've heard.
I mean, I've seen
Modest Mouse. Do not quote me on that.
I didn't.
I heard at one show he just kept cutting himself and he was like bleeding all over and he got like arrested.
Oh.
Clearly a mental health
concern. That's problem.
Oh, that's so sad. That makes me heartbroken.
But what's sad is like people love this shit.
Yeah.
They were like, oh my God, this is so cool. It's so amazing. It's so dark. It's so fucking counterculture.
No, don't encourage this.
So it's just, it's a messed up.
It's super fucked up. Yeah.
Scene that they're kind of creating.
Yeah.
100%. So by 1990, Dead, Euronymous, and Hellhammer all became roommates in an old house in the forest near a town called Krakstad, which is like close to Oslo.
Can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. Were they making money from performances and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, not
okay.
like a lot, but like.
I'm just wondering because I'm like a house that's quite expensive. So that's why I was wondering if they're making money from these. So like a little bit, but not enough to live off of, I'm sure.
And due to the isolation of the cabin, the constant partying, like, I mean, they're in their early 20s, so they're like raging out.
So to me, that's not even odd.
No, like that's kind of normal behavior, yeah. But with all of the environment that's surrounding
them, I'm sure it was a little bit more insane than like what we even
the
believe.
The societal vibe of just like extreme negativity, Death's mental health
was declining rapidly,
and his severe depression escalated to a point of no return.
I hate that for him.
I know, it's really sad. On April 8th, 1991, he slit both of his wrists and his throat, and he waited for death. In the meantime, he
literal
was
death.
Able to write a suicide note, and because it was taking too long, he put a rifle in his mouth and shot.
And that's inevitably what did it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Ugh.
I just hate that, like,
it's just so sad.
I'm not saying any of it was an empty threat. Don't get me wrong.
No.
But it was like, to me, it just seemed like, he's depressed. It's part of the act.
Well,
but like, until like actual true actions are taken towards that, like the slitting the throat.
Well,
was
and what's
was
fucked
like,
up is like, there were a lot of accounts of Euronymous being like, do it. Kill yourself then.
Which one is he?
He's the guitarist. He's the one who started the band Mayhem.
And I'm not saying what any of he did was okay, because, like, fuck you.
And you're also, like, in your 20s.
But, like, he probably, I'm sure he was, like, maybe this is part of the act.
It's exactly right.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, oh, like, you should do it. You should really do it. And it's, like, I don't think he kind of realized, like, how...
That it wasn't really an empty threat. It seemed more empty than it really was.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
So it was, like, it was really messed up.
Yeah.
Euronymous found his friend. And like any normal human, he obviously was, like, freaked out. Like,
sure.
Holy shit.
As, like, as you would be. Yeah.
He actually did it. Like, he wasn't really expecting that. Like, Euronymous is kind of like a person who... He was a talker. He would say some shit and it'd be like, okay, like...
We all know someone like that.
You're such a fucking, like...
Yeah.
You're just talking to talk. So he was a little bit shocked that he actually did it. And this is just, like, so messed up. After his initial shock and before calling the police, he had an idea. He went to the gas station and he bought a disposable camera. He then proceeded to take photos of his dead friend.
No, God, no.
He placed the gun and the knife next to the body and took photos.
Oh my God.
So, Necro Butcher, remember?
And he didn't call the cops at this point. He just got a disposable camera. Mm-hmm. Was like, what a good...
Took his photos and then called the cops.
Jesus Christ.
Which is, like, beyond fucked up.
Well, it's not just like, oh, is he, like, you're in it out?
Too deep.
Yeah.
Like, so Necro Butcher, he recounted Euronymous informing him about the suicide. Quote, Oystein called me up the next day and says, Dead has done something really cool. He killed himself. I thought, have you lost
it? Something really cool? What the fuck is wrong with you? That's awful.
Which is exactly his reaction. What do you mean, cool? He says, relax, I have photos of everything. I was in shock and grief. He was just thinking how to exploit it. So I told him, okay, don't even fucking call me before you destroy those pictures. He did not destroy the pictures. He got the photos developed. And decided to use them as Mayhem's album cover.
Can I ask a question to you? And maybe you know this, maybe you don't. Have you ever seen the movie 1 Hour Photos?
Mm-mm.
Okay, it's Robin Williams plays a serious role. And he basically works at this photo lab that produces. And it was like back in the 90s when people still had disposable cameras. And he's like, well, there's this one guy that comes in every Sunday and he has, like, naked pictures because he's a pornographer. And then there's another guy who's like a... insurance adjuster, so he has, like, pictures of accidents and stuff like that.
Right.
I thought a lot of the, I think, and I don't know, and maybe I'm just speaking out of turn, you have to, like, when you see fucked up stuff,
you have to report it.
Yeah, you're like a
like someone's literally in the back room developing these photos.
Yes, and that's where I'm like, he was in the movie, and I know this is a movie, but he's like, when we see child porn, we have to, like, say something to cops. Well, yeah. So I'm just like,
but, like, whoever developed these photos saw a literal person with their head blown off
and was like, fine. You're supposed to be, I thought, and I could be speaking, you're a mandated reporter.
They're getting paid minimum wage, who knows?
Sure, yeah.
So anyways, he's like, what we're going to do is put this as the album cover, and it's going to just, like, promote us.
Oh my God, no.
Everyone's going to be like, they're so evil, they're so hardcore, they're so, you know, like.
There's evil, and there's times when you're, like, evil.
No, that's
you
true.
Know what
that's
I mean?
That's your friend.
Yeah.
Like.
There's evil, and then there's
evil. Who was suffering, and you're now exploiting that.
It's for disgusting. Your own gain. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he made up a story, Euronymous did, that
of course
he actually ate a piece of Dead's brain. This is lies. He literally just made
this
up.
I was about to say, are we sure that's a lie?
Don't get too comfortable, because he did take chunks of skull and made necklaces out of it and gave it to fellow band members and people who he deemed worthy.
Stop. No.
Yeah. Like.
I'm just saying, if he
Why?
Like, if he shot himself, there's not, his brain's not going to be all there. So they can't really know for sure if he didn't. You know what I'm saying? You're being quiet.
That part was true.
That he ate some of the brain?
No, he did not eat some of the brain. That was a story he made up to get, like...
But do we know for sure? Because...
He did say later on that he made that up.
Okay.
But the skull pieces...
That part is true. Oh my God, that's so gross.
Which is, like, so gross.
Horrifying.
So, Necro Butcher was like, absolutely not. Like, there's a line. And he was like, I'm out of this band. Like, you guys are not normal. This is not cool. So, at this point,
two members of the band are like, no.
Well, I mean... So dead is dead.
Well, sure, but I'm saying
Necro Butcher, who is the bassist, is like, this is fucked up. I'm not participating in this. Like, I'm sad that my friend has died. Like, I'm going to grieve like a normal person.
We're not going to exploit this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're down two people. And they just took it too far. Like, why would you do that? And this, some say that this event completely changed the scene of black metal. This is the pivotal moment where it's a point of just talking about, like,
there's how no evil coming you back are from this
versus now you're actionably doing some really fucked up shit.
Yeah, 100%.
So it just gets worse from here.
How? I don't know how it can get worse.
Right.
Today, what?
I know. So May of 1991.
So Necromancer is like, or Necro Butcher,
Butcher's like, goodbye, peace out. I'm
and
not fucking doing this.
And his nickname is literally like cutting up dead people. So like, well, that, like, should tell
he's
you.
He's like, I mean, you play
the
part.
It's an act, yes. But
and
still.
To him, he was like, this is like...
Our friend.
This is our friend. This is our, like, we love this person. And you guys are using it to now, like, gain notoriety. Yeah. You're using it to, like, kind of... be like, we're so
I'm
cool
just saying I appreciate that he's like, yeah, whoa.
Well, you know? Don't get too excited about Necro Butcher because he's okay. Definitely a Nazi.
Oh. Yikes, what?
Yeah. So they took it way too far. Shit's going crazy. May of 1991, okay. Euronymous opened a record store called Helvete, aka Hell.
Yeah, I figured.
Be so for fucking real. Like,
yeah. Too literal.
Such a fucking Hot Topic person. So anyways, he's got his record store, and then he's also got a label, like a record label where he can produce and record music.
Yeah.
And that is called Death Like Silence. Sorry, I rolled my eyes so hard when I said that.
Yeah, are you okay?
Death Like Silence.
Did you survive that? No, my eyes rolled too.
Get this. It's not like he created this business like out of his money that he's made from like doing shows. It's literally his dad's money. So like, let's talk
Daddy.
About posers. Daddy, help me do my like goth store. Like,
do you want to start a record label? We'll call it Murder by Numbers.
Like, that's so embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
So he and his friends, they use the store's basement as their, like, hangout spot. And they had, like, pentagrams on the ground. And, like,
that's so hardcore.
Lit some candles. And they would, like, party down there. And they started to refer to their, like, inner circle of friends as the Black Circle.
That's so hardcore, bro.
So hardcore. You're so cool.
I'm, like, I... Same.
God, I just want to be part of the Black Circle.
I just don't want to be a poser.
Exactly. So now they're down a singer. They're down a bassist.
They're down everything.
Euronymous got Christian Varg Virkanis, a.k.a. Count Grishnak, who, if you love Lord of the Rings, you would know that that's like an orc.
Can I say something, and I don't want this to be controversial because it doesn't interest me. I've never seen Lord of the Rings.
You know what? And you're not missing out.
I don't care if people think you need to say, no, that shit doesn't interest me. It doesn't interest me.
Literally, it's like movies that are 3 hours long and I'm like, why are they fighting again? Oh yeah, the ring.
Like, I'm sure the graphics are amazing. So good. It's not a story that interests me. Like, Harry Potter, I'll watch.
Sure.
That shit interests me. Kind of.
Sort of.
But like, more than Lord of the Rings? Yeah.
See,
Harry Potter
like,
all
like
day.
I'm not like a war person. Like, oh,
no.
Sorry.
And I don't want to have to understand.
Oh, men are fighting?
Oh, sounds like real life.
So anyways, Count Grishnak, he had a band called Burzum. And okay. he was the lead singer.
What does Burzum mean?
I don't know. It's probably okay. a demon. I didn't look that
I
one
didn't
up.
Know if it was like...
I should have looked that one up.
No, you're fine.
But anyways, so he's the new singer. Then they got the bassist Snore...
Lax?
No.
That's a Pokemon.
Snore Rook from the band called Thorns. And his girly pop nickname was Blackthorn.
Okay, I like that.
That's, I think it's cute.
It's not to the point, but it's like, it's not it's scary. Like
mysterious.
Yeah. Blackthorn of Blackthorn. What? What plant? It's
mysterious.
You know, you and me are always working on our garden, so we're like, I haven't seen a blackthorn before.
I love a rose reference.
Roses. Every rose has a thorn. Is it black? Who knows?
Exactly. So...
I'm so dumb. I'm sorry.
I just can't, like, I have to make fun of these guys because it's so fucking stupid.
It's just like, it's you're, like, you're doing, it's theatrical is what it is.
It's so theatrical. If it wasn't theatrical, so
I would not make fun of them.
And like, the emotions of men, like, they call women emotional. Like, y'all are making up fucking fake nicknames for each other and being like, no, I'm the darkest. But if, no, I'm the most evil.
But if women did that, they'd be like, you guys are hysterical.
Exactly. So
straight to jail. Great American plan.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
I tell people to listen to that episode.
So Euronymous knew that Count Grishnak was the perfect fit because he had recorded and produced Burzum's album. So he was like, he's got the
okay,
the
but it if factor. You but and I'm saying like besides the it factor, mm-hmm. knowing and having previous experience though, I do have to say is helpful. So I can understand like he did it previously. So I'm like, okay,
he's good at like animal screams, you know. So he was like, perfect.
Me too. What did I say about me and a mountain lion?
Count Grishnak, you're hired. And
I said something about me and a mountain lion earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So bingo, bango. Hire me, Joan, actually.
You know, mountain lion scream. Also, side note, because fuck these guys.
Yeah, fuck them. Seriously.
Count Grishnak's mom actually footed the bill for his album to be recorded and produced.
Why are our moms not, you know, donating money for you and me to have our own album?
I need an album!
Mama!
Mom!
Are you listening?
Can you not see the potential of my dark evil?
Get out of my room!
God! So
fuck these guys, by the way. So
they're all posers. Like, yeah. As much as they're like, we're not poser, you're a poser.
Other than death,
you don't even make your own money.
No.
You're a fucking poser.
What are you doing to make are any of them working and they're just hoping on this being their dream?
They're just, this is what they're doing. And like, follow your dreams, honey. But like,
if they're fiscally. Okay, go on.
So
sorry.
Let's get into some more escalation. Let's talk about the burning of ancient churches in Norway. So, to claim some notoriety and to continue to be the most anti-Christian, Satanist, Satan, evil, cool guys, Count Grishnak, he's like...
Satanist, Satanist.
He's like, you know what I should do? Commit arson. And so on June 6th, 1992... at 6 a.m. because, you know,
it is okay to not appreciate religions. It is not okay to burn down
actionably
where they pray.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Immediately
now.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh my God, look at me, cutesy. 666, June 6th at 6 a.m. 1982.
That worked out too perfect.
He's like, I'm going to burn down Fantoff Stave Church in Bergen.
That's
now this church. This church was originally built in 1150.
So I'm sure, like,
shit.
The architecture was very...
And it's cool.
Beautiful.
No, yeah. It's so pretty. Like, let me show you a picture. Because it's actually, like, really fucking badass.
I want to see a picture of it.
I'm saying... It's, like,
you
it's
don't
dark.
See 1150 every day. It's not like it's, like, you know...
It's a black church. Like, it's all black. And it's got this really cool... Like, it's fucking Viking as shit. Like, look at this.
Guys, I'll post pictures of this on our... Oh, my God. Why would they hate that?
Because Christians.
That's... But I'm saying, but, like, Christians. That's, like...
But that's, like, cool.
It's kind of gothic looking a little
it's
bit.
Super cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. I will post pictures. Do not worry.
So yeah, he placed a dead rabbit at the entrance of it.
A fucking course.
And lit it up. And it was all over the news. Was like, anyone people were inside freaking at out. This point? No, no, no. Because it was 6 a.m.
Not
6 a.m. Like,
not happy it happened, but glad no one was yeah, in it.
Glad no one was hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for the bunny. And so people were like, well, maybe it was lightning. Maybe it was like an electrical issue.
Because you don't want to believe any shit like this is happening.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, I mean, that's where my mind would go. It's like, obviously, no one would do this.
But upon further investigation, they're like, oh, no, this is arson.
Am I wrong? Or did that kind of look like it was not in the middle, but like near a forest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so here, then shit just goes crazy. So here's a timeline.
Oh, it's not already?
Here's a
timeline.
They're
fucking burning down a church, Danae. It's crazy.
Oh, there's more. There's more churches that they're burning down.
Oh, I don't like this.
So they burned down Revheim Church on August 1st in Stavanger.
Same year, 1992?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
August 21st.
No, 20 days later?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Yeah, there's a whole bunch.
Our girl rave is August 1st, in fact, so.
So August 21st, Bard Ethan, a.k.a. stage name Faust.
I was about to ask.
The drummer from Emperor, who was like a band that basically was like a younger kind of band, and Euronymous produced their albums.
So they felt like they were in debt to him.
Well, and they're also like part of the like friend group. They're part of the Black Circle.
Oh, yeah.
So Faust, who was in the Black Circle, he was supposedly, I don't know if this is true, sexually propositioned by a man in Lillehammer's Olympic Park.
How old was he?
He's like in his 20s.
And he was sexually propositioned in his 20s?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but like,
it's a little bit unclear.
Okay, I'm just
in
like,
in the movie, it was kind of like he was in a bar and this guy was like giving him the sex eyes and then followed him. And then they went to the park and he was like, oh, not here. Took him to a wooded area, stabbed him 37 times.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was confused. I was like, what's happening? Okay.
Yeah, so it's a little unclear, like, how he was sexually propositioned or, like, even, dare I say, was he? Or did he just, like, fucking kill this guy? Like,
well, maybe he propositioned the guy and the guy was like, fuck yeah, okay.
Who knows?
You're cute.
So, and we don't know because, like, it's his story against
I don't
a dead guy.
Completely believe somebody who's doing fucked up shit. Their story.
No, well, yeah. Like, you know? Have no, like, why would I believe you?
Yeah.
So, he stabbed this guy 37 times. He killed him in a park. And the next day, he bragged to Euronymous and Count Grishnak about it. And they applauded him.
Of course they fucking did.
They were
did.
Like, yeah, dude, that's so hardcore. That's so evil. Like, their whole goal was to, like, spread evil and depravity and negativity.
Can I say, and, like, not right information? Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Too? I
mean, they're just, like,
misinformation?
They're shitheads. So now they're in this, like, egotistical pissing contest of like who's gonna one up the next person.
God, I don't like
the most
one.
Fucked up thing, right? We've already got arson. We've already got an exploited suicide.
I was about to say, now, there's a suicide too. That
and
was
now you've killed a random man in a park
for funsies. Just is what it sounds like.
Yeah, because allegedly he came on to you.
But like, we don't have to believe that because
so that same night. So he killed this guy on August 21st. That same day, they're like, you know what we should do? Burn another church down. So, yeah. Faust, Count Grishnak, and Euronymous go and burn down Holmenkollen
Chapel. Was it another Christian church?
In Oslo, yes. And then it's hard to say which ones are copycats and which ones are actually them, but yeah. I'll still give you the churches that
I'm sure there's
down.
Not that much that separates them because they're not like professionals that are like doing yeah. this. So.
So September 1st, Ormeia Church was burned down in Oslo. September 13th, Skjold Church was burned down in Vindafjord.
Not even 2 weeks.
On October 3rd, Haketo Church was burned down in Oslo. My
anniversary.
On December 24th.
Jesus Christ. Christmas Eve?
Mm-hmm. Church was burned down in Bergen.
Can I ask a question because it was Christmas Eve? Was anyone hurt in that?
No one was hurt in any of these.
Okay, I only ask because Christmas Eve people are
yeah
consistently in church.
Then on December 25th, Christmas Day, a Methodist church was burned down in Sarpsborg.
And no one was hurt in any of these? Mm-mm. Thank God.
Yeah, so churches are being burned down left and right.
And they shouldn't be burned down, people but are as long like, as people aren't hurt. What the
fuck? Like, yeah. And there's not really any leads. Like, I mean, who would be doing this? And
but it's all different at a very sects of Christianity, too. So it's not just, yeah, like, one specific.
Yeah, it's all just, like, kind of
random, yeah, it sounds like.
So Euronymous actually said in an interview, they, meaning the Christians, must feel that there is a dark, evil power present when that they have to fight.
No shit. Which
will make them more extreme. We also believe that when a church burns, it's not only Christians who suffer, but people in general. Imagine a beautiful old stave church. What happens when it burns? The Christians feel despair. God's house is destroyed and ordinary people will suffer from grief because something beautiful was destroyed. So you end up spreading grief and despair, which is a good thing. The fuck?
Seek therapy.
Get some help.
Yeah.
Like, what? So, by early 1993,
oh my God, this is
they're
gross.
Making plans to blow up the biggest cathedral in Norway.
Blow up?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not just burned down. No, it's like let's escalate this shit.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
And it was, they were looking at Nidaro Cathedral in the city of Trondheim.
And do we know what sect of Christianity this is?
I don't know, but it was built in 1070.
No!
Like, old as shit.
So probably 300
years to build.
Oh my God.
Like, this is like...
Guys, I will try to post pictures of all these, but there's a lot, so it might be
I'll
hard.
Send you, like, the ones that were... They were wanting to use
please
album
do.
Covers.
Yeah, yeah.
So they wanted
So they wanted these burned down churches to be their album covers? Uh-huh. How many fucking albums do they think they're going to make?
Well, so mostly they put one of them on one album cover and then they wanted to build or put this big one that they were talking about on their next album cover. So they only had like two and then they were going to and they had put like pictures of dead.
Yeah, that's why I'm in asking.
The worst pace.
Can I tell you a random fun fact, but it's not like that fun?
Yeah.
Do you know what happened to the lead singer and, like, many members of the band of Led Zeppelin. Oh, my God. Lynyrd Skynyrd. Uh-uh. Okay. They died in a plane accident. Mm. And their album that they released 2 weeks before that was Them on Fire.
Oh.
So they had to not release that album because Yikes. It was, like, in bad taste because yeah. that's, like, how they passed away.
Oh, my God.
That album to this day that was Them on Fire mm-hmm. was, like, it's... Because they immediately took it off the market. So I'm saying, like, this wouldn't even make it to market if Led Zeppelin? Lynyrd Skynyrd, they died in a plane accident. They were on fire. That's how they passed away. But their album that they released, like, 2 weeks before this fire was Them on Fire and stuff like that. And that album cover, like, sold for thousands of dollars. So if they did any bit of research of, like, album covers and why they're pulled... They would have realized that this wouldn't make it to market at all.
But these are, I mean, his record label is an independent record label.
That's true. Okay, so sorry. I don't even think about that, but I'm just like.
He's the decision maker.
That's why I'm like, this is a fun fact. Like, that was pulled off the market because of bad taste.
And this is like a subgenre. Like, it's
sure.
metal and then there's like black yeah. metal. It's like kind of this underground
Sorry,
thing.
I'm not even thinking of that
so
part. I'm
it's
just like,
it's not even
ugh.
Like they're not on the radio. They're not like touring
no.
like that because.
Independent band.
Because
Correct.
For them. That's like what posers do. Like that would be like a sellout move is to like be on the radio. So it's all like, if you know, you know, you know,
oh
like
gosh,
that kind of thing.
Shut up, guys. They are so gross.
Yeah.
They're posers right there.
They're the biggest posers.
Yeah.
So Count Grishnak, he's like, let's burn this cathedral down. And at this point, Euronymous is like, bro.
From 1170?
Like, even for me, like 1070.
Okay. So
old as shit.
Yeah.
But he's Jesus. Like, Yeah, no, we can't just be like, we gotta like, you know.
Okay, so there's a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit of integrity of like, yo, we need to maybe calm down.
I'm not trying to spend the rest of my life in jail.
Okay, cool.
So they didn't end up burning it down, but Count Grishnak is like,
fuck,
hey, Euronymous, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go public. We need the people to know about the Black Circle. We need people to know what we're doing and why. And Euronymous is like,
how many people do they think are going to agree with this shit?
Literally no one's going to agree.
No, of course not.
But Count Grishnak's kind of a fucking idiot. So he called a reporter and he's like, hey, I know some information about the arsons that are happening. You should meet me at my house.
Famous last words.
At my house. And I'll tell you the deets. And this journalist is like, bet, okay. He brings a photographer, shows up.
As that's what you do when you invite a journalist that has a big story.
What the fuck?
That they might be breaking it that will like be career defining.
Okay, this is so funny to me. Like, in like kind of a weird fucked up way.
No, it's fine.
So.
Give it to me.
Obviously, the journalist shows up.
Yeah, of course.
Count Grishnak, he's set the vibe for his apartment, right? He's got some candles lit.
Oh, God. I was like, Nazi vibe?
Flags up. He's like, here's my knife collection. Like, relax. You're this such a fucking
so
bitch.
Embarrassing.
So the guy, the journalist is like, okay, like, tell me everything. Tell me what you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, we're starting the fires. And he's like, okay, but like, anyone could just read the news and claim that. So like, tell me something that like. How do I know that you're legit? I love that
the journalist was like.
The journalist is like BS immediately.
I love that.
Yeah.
And that he's like, okay, cool. Like, you can say that.
So you could say that, but like,
go on.
Tell me what is going to prove that you are actually the person.
Because I think you kind of suck.
I think you're like a liar. And so then, of course, Count Grishnak's ego is like,
no.
Oh, what do you mean?
We're doing it.
And he was like, well, there was a dead rabbit on the front door of the first church. And he's like, okay, thank you. And then he's like,
thank you.
We should take some pictures. He's like, no, no pictures. And he's like, just like put your hair in front of your face and like pose with your knives and shit. And he's like, oh my God, good idea.
Oh, that's embarrassing. That's going to be a photo I'm going to post. Does he take it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Poses for photos in his own fucking house. With just like his hair.
I'm like, I'm so interested in this.
With like some knives and shit. And the guy's like, oh yeah, that's good. That's so scary. I love that. Ooh, you look so evil. And
I love that this guy is like,
the reporter's like, this guy's a fucking moron. So they get their photos, they get the story, and Count Grishnak spills the tea about one of the members of the Black Circle murdering a guy in Lilhammer. So he's like, huh, interesting. So next day, front page of the news is this motherfucker with his like hair in front of his face and like knives. Yep. Being like,
guys,
we're the people who are like burning down churches because we hate Christianity. We killed a gay guy because he was like F word. I won't say that word.
F slur.
Yeah.
F-slur. That's what I call it. So you know which one. Because F word is fuck. And then F slur is the other one. And I will not say that. Yes.
But so he literally like publishes the story. And then like because he had the journalist meet him at his own fucking house, the police are all over him. So they like arrest him.
Thank you to
him.
A journalist for like playing into it.
Right, like let me like, stroke your ego for an hour.
It was not hard work, but I still appreciate the journalist being like, "Oh my god,
oh my god, that's so scary! Oh, these candles!
Ooh. Oh my god, they smell great. Is this from Bed Bath and Beyond or like Bath and Body Works?
Right, like come on.
I also have black candles from Bath and Body Works.
Obviously, like Count Grishnak's critical thinking skills are being outweighed by his need for fame, attention, and notoriety.
No, you're lying, obviously.
Like, what a dumbass.
Yeah. What did you think was gonna fucking happen?
Are you stupid?
What did you think was gonna happen, you idiot?
So the police come and they like arrest him. They're like,
yeah, I'm so surprised.
But they have no evidence to actually tie him to any of the arsons.
Oh shit.
That sucks. They have to release him.
So it's hearsay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
And Mayhem's audience is losing their fucking mind. Their fans are like, oh my god, this is so cool.
All
like,
five of them?
There was a lot, actually.
Okay, I had to make the joke of all five.
But like, they're like, he's so cool.
Is he?
Evil, dark, whatever.
Oh my god.
So meanwhile, there's a power struggle happening between Count Grishnak and Euronymous. Because Euronymous is like, I created mayhem, therefore I created black metal. I'm the, like, leader. But Count Grishnak is like, yeah, but I'm burning down the churches. So, like...
Oh, my God. I'd be like, yep, you are. Bye. All yours.
And, like I said, Euronymous was a talker. Mm-hmm. And he had a habit of kind of being, like... He would take credit for things. He'd be like, oh, yeah, I told Dead to kill himself. Which he did. But I don't think he necessarily knew the repercussions of that.
He said it in a joking way, but... In joking way, but not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
because there's never joking about,
and you're
like that.
In your 20s, like, he... I'm not saying he didn't know, but perhaps he wasn't equipped to deal with
something. The repercussions. I think in your 20s, you still don't know, like, that your words have...
a lot of power.
Yes.
And then he'd be like, oh, yeah, like, I encouraged all the church burnings. Like, he kind of was, like, the guy that was, like... he would take credit for other people's ideas.
Oh, gross.
So Count Grishnak was like, that was my idea to burn a church down. How dare y'all? So they've got their beef. And then Euronymous also owed Count Grishnak some royalties from producing and, like, letting his album go out to the public. So he owed Count Grishnak some money.
Oh, God.
So that added to the beef. And... at this point, Count Grishnak is like, I'm quitting mayhem. And Euronymous was kind of like, what the fuck, dude? Our new album is almost done. Like,
what are you
doing?
Just
going to leave us high and dry at this point? And he's like, fine, whatever. Like, we were going to go on a world tour. We were going to do all this stuff. And then Count Grishnak's like, tours are for posers.
You've heard the joke of, like, Justin Timberlake, where, like, this is going to ruin the world tour. You've heard that, right? Yeah.
Like, okay, really Justin quickly. Timberlake, no one cares about you. Sorry.
This is going to ruin the world tour.
It's going to ruin the world tour. But world tours are for posers.
They are for posers. So, can confirm.
Euronymous was kind of like, okay, whatever. Like, he's going to do what he's going to do.
Did he agree with them being like, it's for posers? Or was he like, no, like, guys?
He was like, kind of like... yeah, but how do we make money, though?
Like, I mean...
at a certain point, we have to make money.
We can't just keep borrowing off of mommy and daddy.
Exactly. So Euronymous was like, fine. He wrote up a contract that basically relinquished Deathlike Silence's rights over Count Grishnak's music back to Count Grishnak. So he would have full rights over his own music.
Okay. I mean... as I think, like, artists should have, like, more rights in their music.
And he was, like, mature about it. He's like, okay, you want to do this? Fine.
That's why I'm, like, a fan. It's, like, even because there's maturity,
like, in the letter, like, he sent it to him, like, contract to him. And then he was like, good luck with your music and all that you undertake. Best regards, Euronymous. And allegedly...
he is being more mature in this. Like, yeah,
I think he's also kind of, like, over it at this point. I mean, I don't know, but... from how the movie portrayed it, it was kind of like he was like, okay, like...
and what was the movie for people listening?
The movie is called Lords of Chaos.
Okay. Does anyone...
it was made in 2018.
Anyone we, like, know that's in it?
Rory Culkin is Euronymous.
Oh, okay. So Macaulay Culkin's younger brother, mm-hmm. who was also in She's All That.
Yes. And...
and he was in Home Alone. He was
Val
the very
Kilmer's
young...
son, Jack Kilmer, is dead in this movie.
Okay, does he look like Val Kilmer?
You know, I didn't realize it until I read Val Kilmer, and, like, his lips are definitely Val Kilmer lips.
Okay, because Val Kilmer recently passed away, so.
Sadly.
Yeah, very sadly. He, fun fact about Val Kilmer is, you know, home videos were not super accessible in the 80s and the 90s. Like, it was a little bit, but it wasn't like it is now. Like, you and me can pull out our phones. But Val Kilmer...
oh, yeah, you'd have to, like...
He made sure to do home videos of a lot of the stuff he did. So, thanks to Val Kilmer, they have a lot of behind the scenes of... Batman? Of Top Gun and stuff like that. Cool. Yeah, movies he was in, he was he would film the, like, behind the scenes, because it wasn't like as it is now. Like, yeah. Now you get,
I mean, you could just record anything straight out of your pocket. For sure.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you pull out your phone, you can film it. But like, he filmed a lot of like non-scene stuff from like Top Gun and like Batman, which is really cool to like that they have that now. Absolutely. Thanks to Val Kilmer. So sorry, I was like, oh.
No. I was kind of like reading up on it. I was like, oh, I didn't realize Kilmer. Oh, that's okay.
Kilmer. Yeah.
So, yeah. Jack Kilmer is the actor who plays Dead in this movie. Okay. So allegedly, one of Count Grishnak's friends overheard Euronymous ranting about how pissed he was that Count Grishnak went to the public.
Even though Count Grishnak was being the more mature one, correct?
No, Euronymous is being the more mature. Okay, I'm like, wait, which one is which? He was just kind of, like, annoyed. Like, one, he went to the public and, like, now police are, like, around my store. They're investigating us, like, all this stuff. And then, two, you're leaving Mayhem before the album is done. And, three, you're fucking, like, you're taking your rights to your music. So he's, like, pissed, right? Like...
Yeah. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just ranting because he's a talker. And he's like, I'm gonna tase that guy. I'm going to drag him into the woods. I'm going to torture him.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to kill him. And I'm going to make a snuff film out of it.
I'm going to take pictures of it and put it on our album yet again.
Right. God. And so this little rumor... gets back to Count Grishnak.
As you would think it would.
Because
people are talking.
These men, they're gossipers.
Yeah.
They love some drama.
They're us, but not good at it.
Yeah. And he's obviously, Count Grishnak, he's like a little bit mentally unstable, right? Like, he's not.
Sounds like it.
He's calling a journalist to his fucking home and being like, guess what we did? Murdered people and lit fire to churches.
Also,
like,
do you want to see my closets?
Look at my Nazi flags. Aren't they cool?
Don't you know love about it? Us?
Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, for sure.
So anyways, August 10th, 1993 is a bad day. Count Grishnak gets his friend Blackthorn to...
Love the name still.
To drive with him the 300 or so miles from Bergen... to Euronymous' house in Oslo.
So they live in like 300 miles apart.
Mm-hmm.
So getting together to record stuff was like not super
the best. Constant. But also Count Grishnak is like, fuck you, I'm taking my music and I'm going elsewhere.
Imagine if recording, we were 300 miles away.
Oh, fuck that. No,
we'd have to record like 18 episodes.
No, we would have to just do it virtually.
Yeah, for sure.
So... Count Grishnak tells Blackthorn, he's like, hey, have you seen Die Hard 2? He's like, yeah, no, I've seen that. He's like, okay, well, we were watching that tonight, okay?
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I'm like, Die Hard, Jesus.
Die Hard 2 is what we watched on this night, on August 10th, 1993. We were at my house eating some popcorn.
Popcorn.
Fucking Die Hard 2. And he's like, cool. So they drive to Euronymous's house. And Blackthorn is under the guise, at least, that Count Grishnak just wants to give the signed contract back to Euronymous in person.
So he doesn't think there's any ill intentions behind it.
I think he knows more.
I mean, but obviously you're trying to not be part of it, for sure.
So they go, Euronymous's apartment, and Blackthorn is just standing outside smoking while Count Grishnak goes up to the fourth floor of the apartment building and hand delivers his signed contract. According to Count Grishnak, he met Euronymous at the door to hand him the contract, but when he stepped forward and confronted Euronymous panicked and kicked him in the chest. Count Grishnak claims that Euronymous ran into the kitchen to fetch a knife, and they got into a fight. Struggling for the knife, Count Grishnak stabbed Euronymous to death.
Oh.
His body was found in the stairwell on the first floor with 23 stab wounds.
Did he live alone?
Mm-hmm.
Of course he did.
Two That's awful. Stab wounds to the head.
Oh my God.
5 to the neck, 16 to the back. Like, this is a frenzy.
That's, to me...
That's passion.
Well, when it's to the back, it's a little bit like art imitating life. It's like you mm-hmm. stabbed him in the back, figuratively and literally.
And the head and neck, like, that's fucking personal.
Yeah.
So Count Grzyniak said that Euronymous's wounds were caused mostly by the broken glass he had fallen during the struggle.
Fuck all the way off.
You don't get stab wounds from falling on glass.
And also, you'd idiot. Have a little bit stuck in your skin.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a stab wound.
It wouldn't be an actual wound.
This guy's such a piece of shit. So after the murder...
Like, I have a glass wound in my arm. But that's all. That's all that happened.
Yeah,
And it's because I broke glass into my arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a stab wound.
No.
So... After the murder, Count Grzyniak runs back downstairs. He and Blackthorne get back in the car and they go back to Bergen. On the way, they stopped at a lake where Count Grzyniak got rid of his bloodstained clothes.
Oh my God.
So, like, people... Count Grzyniak is trying to be like, it was self-defense. Bitch, no, it wasn't.
No, because why don't you have... Self-defense, you would also have wounds.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not.
Of course not.
Necro Butcher, you remember him, your favorite.
My favorite.
He believes that Count Grzyniak killed Euronymous due to rumored death threats that he had received.
Yeah.
So there, he's kind of like playing into the like, oh, Euronymous was going to like attempt to kill him, all this stuff.
Necro Butcher. How sure are we that he didn't make the death threats himself to take some accountability off of himself?
Necro Butcher also considered murdering Euronymous at one point because he was so pissed about how he, quote, tastelessly capitalized on Dead's suicide. Which, like, it's a little bit of a vigilante moment, but also, like, why are we killing people?
Why are we and, glorifying
like,
death,
What too? A trauma to, like, go through your friend's suicide and then your other friend is like, let's, like, make money off of this. Like, that's...
So
That's
fucked.
Really.
In every single sort of the, sense of the phrase, you're literally like, your first reaction when a friend passes away, regardless of the circumstances, should be sadness. The fact that your first was, how can we benefit from this?
Messed up.
Shows that you are fucked in the head.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know a better phrase to say.
I think he also did really... I think he repressed a lot of the trauma from being the one who found him. Like, and maybe that was his weird way of dealing with it. I don't know. Like,
but also...
Not cool. Not cool to make money on
it. I know somebody who found their sibling.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to, like, mention who. I can tell you who after. Walked into a room and found their sibling had passed away.
By their own hand?
No, it wasn't their own hand. It was also not by the sibling's hand. They've never been the same.
Well, yeah, dude, like.
Constant antidepressants. And like, I'll tell you who after. I'm not going to say on here. But like, you're not the same person when
you see something like that. Mm-hmm. It's really, really traumatizing. And traumatic. For them to be in this like weird cycle of the more fucked up, the better. And like almost normalizing that. It's not good for your mental health.
No. It's like you need to seek like help and it's okay to ask for help. It's always sad been that okay.
It's these men that are kind of like they're one-upping each other with the traumatic more violent, shit. The most messed up thing they can think of and then also like not getting help on top of like I mean you're human like
it's okay you saw something traumatic it's okay to not be okay.
Yeah.
That's awful.
That's horrible.
Like my heart goes out to you. But you dealt with it in such a negative way. Yeah. And you didn't deal with it at all. Like, you didn't know what to do. You didn't know what to do. Maybe you didn't call the cops right away. Maybe you ran away. And that's
of being criticized of like, oh, you're like such a like pussy or like whatever for having emotions about it. But like.
That's not like pussy is used too crazy because like stuff like that, like if you don't deal with, like, if you're okay with it, it's
gonna boil over.
You're a sociopath. I'd rather be like a weak, like, ooh, pussy, yeah, than like somebody who saw something and was like, oh, it's fine.
But they all have to like prove their like manliness, yeah, or whatever, or their evilness.
Dick sizing competition. It's so fucked up.
Varg, aka Count Vishnak.
Yeah.
Grishnak, sorry. There's too many V's in here. Varg, Count Grishnak Virkanes.
It is hard when, like, the names are not super easily, like, because remember, like, last week's story, Carrie and Barry? Oh, that was hard. So it's hard when, like, the names are, like, kind of alike.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so Varg, Count Grishnak Virkanes, he was convicted of murder and arson in 1994.
Good.
He was sentenced to 21 years in prison, which in Norway is like the highest sentence.
Yeah. They don't have like life sentences.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It's Norway, dude. They have like
I didn't know if they were like, well, yeah.
That's which is also like, kind of like why this was such a like counterculture thing is that like Norway's a great place to live.
You like, don't hear bad things about living there.
No.
Like, you don't.
And so they almost had to create a chaos for themselves of like, we
this is why they should be, yeah, they should be arrested because of this, this, and this. Yeah. Yeah.
So he was sentenced to 21 years in prison. Blackthorn, who, as you know, was the guy who like waited downstairs, and he didn't really have anything to do with the murder, but he was complicit
in, an accessory,
like, yeah,
because he knew something great wasn't going on, whether
he drove him there. He was sentenced to 8 years in prison.
Okay.
Count Grishnak was released on parole in 2009 after serving 15 years.
I was about to say, how long did he serve?
After his release, he moved to France with his family and has continued to write and make music.
Black metal,
I guess. Like, who the fuck cares? Count Grishnak is not currently incarcerated. He just lives in France with his wife and children. He has children.
Imagine like, being like, that's what I think about Ted Bundy. Is Ted Bundy has a daughter out there, and this, I'm glad they've hidden her identity. I so am with it. But like, imagine like knowing your dad is one of the most like
prolific notoriety,
like notorious serial killers of all time. Her name's Rosa, and that's all we know. Yeah, I'm like, what's the best word to use? I don't know what the
We got there.
You know what I meant.
Mayhem kind of like reformed in 1995. They had
as you can
some of the old members like Maniac and Hellhammer, Necro Butcher came back. They like basically remade the band. They had a new guitarist. His name is Rune Eriksson. Is that not the most like fucking Viking name you've ever heard?
That is kind of
Rune
like,
Eriksson.
That's kind of fucking dope.
He went by
How do you spell Rune?
R-U-N-E, like a rune, like okay. The Viking, like little symbols.
Okay, because I'm like always like
on rocks.
When you're Bane, like, I'm like, how do you spell it? B-A-N-E or B-A-Y-N-E.
And Rune, he goes by Blasphemer. So like super cool.
Blasphemer. That is kind of bad. I like that. I do like that.
I like it. So in 2021, Mayhem was inducted into Rockheim Hall of Fame, which is basically like Norway's like,
I was about to say, was
rock
it, like,
and roll Hall of Fame, but it's like their national museum for pop music from like the 50s to currently. So it's like a big deal. And this was their third nomination. So like they're, you know,
do you want to hear a really sad fact? They're doing good,
but also,
I went to Cleveland and I did not go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is like my favorite genre of music. And I'm still mad about it. Because somebody I was with was like, I don't want to go there. And I'm like, I don't want to go alone. And I still didn't. I'm like, why didn't I just go?
Sad day.
I know. Sad. I think about it constantly.
So, like, they're, like...
They're known.
They're known. Are they posers? Are they sellouts?
Probably.
Perhaps. We don't know.
I say yes.
And they were even kind of like, oh, we're not, like, so much Satanist anymore. But we're definitely still, like, dark and scary. And there's a lot of neo-Nazism.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that.
So not good.
No, not good at all.
Like, but they're still doing things.
I would say I liked it if they were a little bit more like...
Not shitty?
Not shitty and not neo-Nazis.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there's that. Yeah. But yeah, they're still like... They were on tour in like 2022.
Okay.
So, like, they're still doing shit. They've
good for them, minus the whole like, neo-Nazi thing.
Members kind of switching I'm it sure. out.
I mean, that happens with most bands anyway. Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, they're still out there if you want to listen to them.
Yeah, listen to them. Do
I
you?
Wouldn't.
I'm good.
It's not for me.
I have sort of so many activities to just get done.
Yeah. This is the Nazi ideals start to come into play. It's a hard no for me.
Yeah, I got my Uber's here, in fact.
You gotta go.
Yeah, I gotta go. I just can't get on board with that. Yeah,
they're still around.
Listen to them if you want, but we're like not going to. That's insane.
Crazy story.
I've never heard that story before.
Norwegian black metal murders and how they kind of like got on the map because of all the
horribleness,
weird shit that they were doing.
Yeah. Oof. I don't like it.
Yeah.
We will post pictures of them on our Instagram, which is Mysterious Mavens Pod, and that's just on Instagram.
What would your black metal name be?
Killer Kittens.
Killer Kittens. Okay.
Because it's like, we're not going to kill kittens. We are kittens that are going to kill.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to be like...
We're not killing kittens.
Though. Yeah. You're like, oh my God, they're so cute. They're saying, yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Okay, cool.
Killer patriarchy kittens.
Okay. I
love that. What is yours?
Maybe like Hecate... Darkness.
One of us needs mermaids because we did go to get
Hecate, Mermaid of Darkness.
Okay, we didn't talk about how we went. By the way, for our self-care, neither of ours was when we went to the hot springs.
Oh, well, yeah, that was like two
guys. Ago. We went to the hot springs. Me and Danae talked about what our color of our
mermaid
tails would be,
as and you that's do very when important. You go to a pool,
yeah. Duh. If you're gonna go to a pool, you better. What was mine like? Teal and like orange or something? I think I said blue and orange, and you were like, "Okay, well, here's and mine." I was like,
mine's made of moonbeams. I'm just kidding.
I don't remember what yours
I don't remember
was,
what
but
I said, but.
But if you and me are gonna be in a pool, I'm gonna ask you what color your tail is because we can't have the same color.
No,
obviously. That's insane.
We are different mermaids in different walks of life.
Yeah, I will never be teal or purple. That's yours. Of life.
So anyways, that's the fucked up.
That's so fucked up.
If you need a
the killer kittens
palette
here.
Cleanser.
Watch Love on the Spectrum.
Love on the Spectrum. Yeah. So good.
Because
my favorite.
You're finding people
he's
that
so
are
cute.
Genuine. It's genuine.
Like he smiles so
Are
big.
Are we talking about Tanner?
And he's just like,
him.
I love your face. I'm so glad you're here. And
guys.
I would cry.
Guys, there is a video of him meeting his hero, Jack Black.
Oh my God.
And it's on the Kelly Clarkson show. And not only does he freak out, Jack Black accepts it completely that this kid is all over him. Mind you, with autism, a lot of the time you don't like physical touch. But he's hugging Jack Black. Aww. Jack Black is all for it. And then he not only is hugging Jack Black. He's like, thank you, Miss Kelly. You let me meet my hero because of you. And I'm like, Kelly Clarkson's like losing her shit. Like, it's
he's
all
so sweet. And
there's
pure.
No negative parts of it. There's no negative. Like, no one is losing in this.
No one is.
Everyone
trying to
is winning.
Evil. It's just
it's
cute and it's adorable.
It's all good. It's there's good no things. Negative parts of it because I love Jack Black. I always will. Jack Huge Black is fan. Like. I didn't like him because of Shallow Hal. I'll be honest. I had a problem with him for a while. I think
It didn't age well.
But I think he knows that. And I think he accepts that.
Sure.
But I'm just saying, like, I love Jack Black. I think he's a good guy. And, like, the fact that, like, Tanner was in his face and Jack Black's just like, I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm like, baby
Tanner's
girl, you
sweetest.
Are,
I love
he's
him
so
much.
Sweet because you hear his voiceover when he's like, and you're pretty and you're so nice and you're just like, ah!
Oh my
they
God.
Show it with like a golden retriever, which
is
golden retriever energy.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's so sweet.
No, guys, we are so like pro Love on the Spectrum.
Oh, it's my watch favorite.
It, love it's it.
So precious.
Because it's so happy. None of it, it's, you know, the awkward dates, they happen.
Sure,
but it's like all life. It's all like navigating that. Yeah. So if you need a palate cleanser go from this. Go watch
that because this one was a go fucked up it. One. Sorry.
Yeah. It's weird. Danae's doing fucked up ones and Kim's yeah. doing like the not as fucked up ones. Should we switch back?
Yeah.
I can handle it. It's okay. fine. All right. So our right. Instagram, I'll post as many pictures as I can of like the members, the burned down churches, all that shit. And that's going to be on Instagram as Mysterious Mavens Pod, just on Instagram. It's our stuffed animal. Like ghosts, because people are like, what's your, and I'm like, it's two stuffed like, animal what? Ghosts. We're at grandma's house. Danae and I couldn't hire a graphic designer.
Grandma's house isn't even like around anymore.
They're gonna start up again is what I heard.
Oh really?
They're waiting because they had a horrible leasing agreement, unfortunately. Oh. Yeah. Okay. So that's where we were, and we took the pictures, and I love it personally.
If you have stories, suggestions, opinions, anything.
Guys, we love suggestions. Those go immediately to the top of the pile.
Yeah. Just email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We are still giving friendship bracelets to people that actually send us like meaningful emails, and we will send not them to
meaningful.
You.
Meaningful. Like you could literally just say hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
I mean, say something more.
Maybe like, what's your favorite episode?
Yeah, because we're going to send you a friendship bracelet. So if you send that, just send us your address. We might ask for it, whatever. But we're going to do, I put one, Danae puts one. So like a lot of love is going into these bracelets. So yeah. Please send us something. We want ratings.
Reviews,
all of that good stuff. Because that gets us in front of the people who are like you, who listen. So please do that. We have a TikTok. We have a Facebook. Just check us out on all the social meds. As Danae likes to say.
So schmeets. And until next time, just like self-care yourself.
Yeah,
like,
self-care for yourself.
Self-care yourself.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.